We're up to the Tosfos. Hakomo din b'bol anida shemshalem knas. Okay, this is a statement of Rav Chisda. The Mishnah has many cases of knas, chayvi lavin, chayvi krisus. We pointed out earlier that the Mishnah is against the views of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, Rav Shimon HaTimni. They would exclude chayvi lavin, chayvi krisus, respectively. The isha she'en b'havaya would be pater from knas, and isha she'en real kaimus pater from knas. Says Rav Chisda, however, one case of the Mishnah everybody would agree to. The case of nida, which the Mishnah lists as the last in the cases of chayvi krisus, even those tanayim Shimon ben Manasseh, Shimon HaTimni would agree there'd be knas. Why? Because a nida is in fact yesh b'havaya. We know that we learn out of a pasuk that even though she's chayvi krisus, she's mekadesh a woman b'shas, she's a nida, the kedushin is tofes, and similarly she's ruya l'kaima. Says Tosfos, however, fektosus tema luri minolan d'vshim b'vanasya modeba dilma kum nechunya ben akonas svirale the chayvi krisus p'turim in atashlumim. We have to remember there's a second consideration regarding chayvi krisus. One issue has to do with the fact that a woman who's a chayvi krisus is not ruya kaima, and she's less b'havaya. And that's the issue that we've been discussing vis-a-vis Shem HaTimni, Shem HaManasya, on that level. Whether we darshan isha, losiyo isha, isha haruya l'kaima, and isha sheyesh b'havaya. In that respect, nida would qualify for knas. Because nida, as Rav Chisda says, nida is in fact ruya l'kaima and yesh b'havaya. However, there's another consideration in terms of chayvi krisus. And that is nechun ben akonis shita, that a woman who's chayiv kares, if you borrow her, there'd be no chayiv knas because the chayiv kares paters the chayiv mamut, because kamadravine extends to kares, just like by misa. That's the sugya that we have here as we continue in the sugya. So the question Tosfos is asking is, on that issue, we really don't seem to have any evidence what these Tanayim hold. Are we starting off with Shimon ben Manasseh? Shimon ben Manasseh took a stand on the question of Isha, Losia Isha, and he says you need Isha Royal Kaima. In that respect, Anida would get Knas because she is Royal Kaima. But what about the other matter? What about the issue of Kamidramine by Kares? The machokis of nechim ben akanya nechachamim. Whether the din kamadramine is limited to chayvi misas beis din, or even extends to chayvi krisus. On that issue, perhaps Shimon ben Manasseh holds like from nechunya ben akanya that kares pater's mamo, and therefore baal anida would be pat. Based on that halach, that's Tosfos is asking. Those are really two different hats that you have to wear and consider in terms of the din of chayvi krisus in the Mishnah. One is vis-a-vis the issue of ein b'havaya, and there's the other issue of whether you say kamen b'amine. So how could Rav Chisda make a blanket statement? Hakol modin, everybody agrees, b'bar anida, that the din is going to be mishalem knas. Hakol modin refers to the tanayim that we've been discussing until now, which includes Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Fektosus, temulari, minolan, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, modeba. Dilma, kren nechunye ben akonis svirule, dechai v'krisus peturim min atashlum. Kasha, is clear, everybody? Absolutely clear, right? Zoktosus, what about the other Tana? You know, it's hakol modim. Are we asking on Rav Chisda's statement vis-a-vis both Tanayim, or only on one of them? So on Shimon ben Manasseh, for sure, Tosfos starts off with the question, maybe he holds on Nechunya ben Akanya. How do we know he's molded by Baal Anida? Maybe he says it's Pater for the other reason. Umiyu, or Shimon HaTimni, he's the one that darshins, you need Isha Sheyeshba Havaya. So as far as his sheet is concerned, Al Korchach Leskei Drem Nechunya. He certainly cannot subscribe to the din of Nechunya ben Akanya that equates Yom Kippur to Shabbos. How do I know that? Midi Ipstrich Lemi Ute Chaibe Krisus, Mibelosia Leisha, Isha Sheshba Havaya. Since he needs the miut of Losia Leisha to apply to Chaibe Krisus, that's what he uses it for. He darshins Isha Sheshba Havaya. The Al Karchach Lo Ipstrich Lemi Ute Ella Chaibe Krisus. All he needs to be memayit in the drasha is chayve krisus. That's all that's available to him. The chayve lavin svirolei b'sof acholeks the ispo hu havaya. Chayve lavin is a question. Is ispa havaya? So what do we know? Rabbi Kiva holds. What's Rabbi Kiva's shita? Is ispa havaya? Makes mamzer. But what does the Shinat Timni hold explicitly in the Mishnah Yevamos? That Mamzerus is only if it's a union of Chayve Krisus. So when he has a drasha that you need a woman, Shiesh Ba'avai, Lo Siya Le'isha, Siya Le'isha, Le'marbe, only a woman that Yesh Ba'avaya, as opposed to a woman, Shein Ba'avaya, so what classification is in Ba'avaya? It would be Chayve Lav, Chayve Lav is Ba'avaya. So when the Torah specified Lo Siya Le'isha, you need a Isha Shiesh Ba'avaya, as opposed to Ein Ba'avaya, the Torah specifically had in mind the category of Chayve Krisus. So if the Torah went on record with the drasha of Lo Siya Le'isha to exclude Chayve Krisus, so obviously from Knas, that means that were it not for the drasha to mayit Chayve Krisus from Knas, what would have been? That there would be Knas. So obviously, if Shimon HaTimni, who darshins this drasha and needs the drasha, would otherwise have held, like on what is on the issue of Kamed Ramine by Kares, would have held that Kares does or doesn't pater? Does not pater, right? You needed the drasha of Lo Siya Le'isha to mayit Chayve Krisus because of what reason? Because Chayve Krisus is less Bahavai. And without that, she would have been Chayv, there would have been Chayv Knas. But according to B'chin Ben Akana, if there's a din come drive him by Kares, so the Kares would pater the Knas also. So you wouldn't need the Torah to be Mamayate from Lo Siya Le'isha, Chayve Krisus. Everyone here, everyone clear? What Tosis is saying? So seemingly the Kasha that I'm asking on Rav Chisda, that how could Rav Chisda make a statement, how kol modim, that everybody agrees that bar nida mishal and kenas. So on Shem b'Menasya Tosis, I have a good question. How does Rav Chisda know for sure that Shem b'Menasya would be modded by bar nida? Maybe he's arguing by bar nida because of the other issue, because of Chim Manakana. So that's a good question. But if you ask me about Shimna Timni, how can Rav Chisda be sure that Shimna Timni is moded by Bar Anida? What does Shimna Timni say? That you need a Isha, she yesh ba'avaya. So Nida, says Rav Chisda, is fine. She yesh ba'avaya. Yeah, but maybe she wouldn't get knas for another reason. What reason? Because it's Chayve Krisus and Kares Patras Minatashlum and Rechonchim Menakana. So Stokes says, no, that wouldn't be a problem. Because Shimna Timni, we know, doesn't hold Rechonchim Menakana. Because he needs the miut of Lo Siya Le'isha, Isha Sheyesh Ba'avaya, to exclude Chayve Krisus, because Chayve Lavin doesn't need the miut. Because Chayve Lavin is Isba Havaya. It's not true. The miut is not true by Chayve Lavin. He needs the miut for Chayve Krisus. So if the Torah spoke about Chayve Krisus and excluded it only because of this particular problem, of the fact that it's Isba Havaya, so obviously, other than that, there would have been Knas. So obviously, he holds that Kares doesn't pater from Menaknas. And therefore, in that respect, Rav Chisda is correct. According to Shimon HaTimni, we know he doesn't hold Menakana, and therefore we can say with certainty that he would be Modeh b'Baal HaNida, because since Nida is Tafsi Kedushin, so there's no other issue to consider now, because Chayve Krisus doesn't pater that Tashuman for him. Again, the proof being because otherwise you wouldn't need the need for Chayve Krisus. So therefore, in that respect, Rav Chisda is correct. But the question is focused on Shimon ben Menasse. That's where we are at this point in Tosis. Let's just read the words again. meal. Shimbatimni akochach lesnei Rav Nachmanim. He certainly doesn't agree with the Lechonia. Mid the itzrech lemiute chay bekrisus mevelosi leisha isha sheish ba'avai. He needed the miut to exclude chay bekrisus. Da'al kochach or itzrech elo lemiute elo chay bekrisus. He only needed for chay bekrisus. That's the case of lesh ba'avai. The chay be'lavin svirei besof acholets the ispul avai. Chay be'lavin, he holds on record in Mishnah Yevamis that it's ispul avai. So the miut of Lespa Avai, you're not going to knas it specifically to Chai Bekrisus. So what do you need the miut for? Obviously, because otherwise it would have been knas. Obviously, that the knas would not have been exempted because of the karis. Aval, Meir of Shimon ben Manasseh, kosher. But as far as the Hakol Modim, including Shimon ben Manasseh, there the question of the Ri is still here. Minolon de Leske, Rav Nachmanim. Okay, checking in, guys. Clear? The Cheshbon is clear, Tosis? According to Shimon ben Manasseh, the question of Tosis stands. So Tosis says, okay, I see for him that he doesn't hold on the Chunya, so therefore Rav Chisda could say, so the only issue is his issue of Ein Ba'avaya, so Nida is Yes Ba'avaya, Ish Ba'avaya. But according to Shimon ben Manasseh, he might agree that it's really Lekayim over here by Anida, but maybe she won't get Knas for another reason, because the Karis Patas. That's where we are right now. Good? Tosis continues, presses on. But no, Tosis, I'm not going to even give up on asking the kasha on Shin HaTimni. I'll tell you why. The oath. Now he's going to push the envelope even further. The oath. Afilo Rav Shimon HaTimni. He's the one of Darshan's Ispa, Isha Sheshba Havaya. Dilma Isrei Rav Nachmanim. Maybe he actually would hold that Chai V'Krisus would patrim natashumin, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. And therefore Baal Anida would be, in fact, patr from Knas. What about what I just made a cheshbon? What about what I just pointed out? Then what do you need the pasuk for Chai V'Krisus to be mayit? Since you're Chai V'Lavin, it's Tafsi Kedush, you need it for Chai V'Krisus. What do you need it for? No, I'll tell you what I need it for. V'itzvich l'mi'ute, v'velos yali'isha, yivama l'shuk. De'en Kedushim tosim ba'lekuyama k'damar ba'isha rabba. That is to say, it's actually the machok is Rabbi Shmuel there, but Tos doesn't tell us that. But Koyam means all the Tanoim. But according to Rav, I believe it's Rav there. According to Shita's Rav, the Issu Yevam Lashuk, even the Shita that normally says Chai Ve'Lavin is Tapsi Kedushin, no, it's Hashem HaTimni, for example. But he would agree that the Issu Yevam Lashuk, if the Yevama married out without getting Chalitza, so the Kedushin would not be Tofes, even though it's only Chai Ve'Lavin. How does Rav know that? From the Lashon HaPasuk, what does the Pasuk say in Kisei? It say, Lo Siyah Eisha Sameh Sachutza L'Ish Zar. So that Rav explains, Lo Siyah is a way of saying that the Kedushin is not Tofes. It can't be Havaya. So that's what Rav says, that the Ukuyam, even if you hold Chai Ve'Lavin normally, it's Tafsi Kedushin, but Yevam HaLashuk is an exception. So what does Tosis mean to ask now? So now we found an example of Chai Ve'Lavin. That's Lo Tafsi Kedushin. So you want to know, what do you need the Torah to be memayit? A woman, Shiles Ba'Havaya. It must be, if you're Chai Ve'Lavin, Tafsi Kedushin, it must be Chai Ve'Krisus. So it must be that other than that, there would have been Knas. It must be he owes not like Rav Nachmanim ben Hakan. So it says, no, that logic is no longer valid. Why? Because maybe, really, Nechuna Kana, he holds like Nechuna Kana. So Chai Ve'Krisus has its own reason to be part of Knas, because its Karis is coming around me. What do you need the Torah to be Mayit Lespa Havaya from Knas? You need it by Chai Ve'Lavin. Chai Ve'Lavin is Tafsi Kedushin. No, I have a case that's not Tafsi Kedushin. Which case? Yivam HaLashuk. So Yivam HaLashuk is a case of Chai Ve'Lavin to Lo Tafsi Kedushin. Now there would have been knas, except for the fact that the Torah says that in a case, so if you notice, person is ma'anes the yevam l'shuk, she should have been going to the getting chalitza before having relations with anybody else, and then there's a case of knas. Person is ma'anes this woman. So the Torah says that because it's let the isha she lets ba'havaya, there'd be no knas. That's what you need the miut for, according to Shimon HaTimni. But as far as Karis cases, you wouldn't need the miut. In Chanam, you wouldn't need the miut. Because as far as that case, I have another reason to pater. Why? Because in Chumen HaKana holds that Chayv Krisus is like Chayv Mises Beis Din L'Tashlum. And therefore, the problem is now more pronounced against Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Ha komodim Beim Rav Shina Timni, Beim Rav Shina Menasya. They would agree to the following halacha, that a Baal Anida, that says in the Mishnah, Baal Anida Mishalim Knas, they would agree. Because there's no problems to consider here. On the one hand, it's Ruyul Kaima, on the other hand, it's Isba Havaya. Says Tosis, but there's another problem to consider. And for all we know, these very Tanoim would agree to that issue. The problem is that there's no knas because of coming driving. They have nochim menakan. For all we know, Shem Benasya holds like nochim menakan on that issue. And even though we would have originally thought that Shem Natimni didn't, because why would he need a miyut v'chayv krisus? The answer is he didn't need a miyut v'chayv krisus. You're right. He needed the miyut of les ba'avayis for nivam l'shuk. And therefore, how could Rav Chisda say such a thing? Hakomodim. Maybe they would hold that Nida doesn't get knas because of the other concern that the Kamadramine patters the knas. Okay, this is Tosis Kasha right now. Clear, everybody. Positive. Speak up if not, yeah? Okay. Yeah.
According to this last point of Tosos, that maybe Shema Timni is only coming to exclude Bum Lashuk because Karis is already excluded from Kivalei. So how is our Mishnah coming about Fuke Shema Timni if it's only Bum Lashuk in our Mishnah? How does the Chavtan Beis make sense then?
No, it's not that we don't have to go back and figure out how the Mishnah's left. Okay, what Tosis is asking on Rav Chisda Kasha. Rav Chisda doesn't have to shtim with the sugya before. Lemais, at the end of the day, we say Tosis is going to give a teretz to the Kasha. That it's clear that they don't hold the Mechon HaKana. Rav Chisda knew it, and it's clear. So Lemais, it is going to be relevant for Chayv Krisus. So the Gemara before is assuming, no, assuming all, but you don't have to make Tosis having a shtim with the Gemara on Amid earlier. It's Tosis is asking Kasha of Chisda here and now. There's nothing there that's a problem per se. The fact that the Gemara had that assumption is going to work with Tosis Maskan. Again, everybody, I'm begging you, if you want me to repeat it, I'm happy to repeat it, or I can ask someone else to repeat it. But we have to hear Tosis Kasha clearly. It's clear, yeah. Okay, so you understand why it wasn't a problem, right? What Tosis originally thought it wasn't a problem. That I don't have to repeat.
Yeah.
So Tosis says a simple reason why it would be a problem, because perhaps the miut for Les Bahavaya is not needed by Chayv Krisus. Correct, because Chayv Krisus is anyway pater, because he does hold Mechim Menachon. So it's needed by Chayv Gavin. You ask me, Chayv Gavin, that's Tafsi Kedushin. But there's one case that's not Tafsi Kedushin. Yivam Lishuk. So you need the Mir, the Les Bahavaya, to tell me that there's no Knas in the case of Yivam Lishuk. Where, because it's Les Bahavaya, there'd be no Knas. And therefore, as far as Chayv Krisus is concerned, you wouldn't need the Mir. And for all we know, he does agree with Chumen HaKana, in which case, Baal Anida would be put. So how could Rav Chisda say, matter of fact, Baal Anida, HaKomodim? In terms of their respective issues, Rav Chisda is correct. But Rav Chisda, you're ignoring a larger paradigm, a larger consideration. You can be putter by kareis from kenas because coming from Ramine. So how do you know these tanoim don't agree with Mechon Ben Akana on that issue? And therefore, they might agree that Baal Anida is putter from kenas because of that. Yeah. What he just said?
No, the beginning part.
Oh, back step. Okay. So originally, because Tosis says, Rav Chisda Timni holds, and we had this in the earlier Tosin way back, on the issue of Mamzerus, right? On the issue of what makes Mamzer, and what's Tafsi Kedushin and low Tafsi Kedushin. What is Rav Chisda Timni saying in the Mishnah Yivamis and Acholetz on the top of the Yamud, right? What Kol Sher Basar, what does he say? So one Tana says, Kol Sher Basar Shu below Yavo. Who is that? Be Akiva, any share of even Chayv Lavin. But then Rav Shimon Timni said in that Mishnah, only Chayv Krisus. Okay, so now the Torah is Memayit of Isha Sheim Bahavaya from Knas. Isha Haru'uyalo means Isha Ruyalakayim. So what cases are excluded? Chayv Lavin are not excluded. Isba Havaya from Rav Shimon Timni. So what cases did the Torah come to exclude in being memayid isha she'im b'havayah? Chayvei? Krisus. So the Torah needed to do that, because otherwise it would have been Knas. So you're learning it out from the Drasha that there's no Knas, because it's not because of Eshba Havaya. So you see that otherwise there would have been Knas. So obviously, what does he hold about the issue of Kamed Ramine by Karis? What does he hold? Does he hold the Chumen HaKana? Obviously not. Because if he held the Chumen HaKana, you would anyway be parted from Knas because of the other consideration. So therefore, for him, Rav Shekhar is correct, as Tosis initially suggests. Tosis turns it, but according to Shemna Manasseh, there Tosis raises a question. Maybe he does hold the Chumen HaKana. And Tosus turns around and says, no, even Shemnat Timni the Kasha is valid, because maybe he needs the Miyat by the case of Chayv Elav, and that's low Tafsi Kedushin, namely Yivam Lashuk. But by Chayv Krisus, there's anyway up to her because of Achanan Akana. So Bo'al Anida would be Pater. So how could Rav Chisda say this? Hakol Modim. Why don't you consider another possibility for these Tanayim that they hold their Achanan Akana?
Why is it necessarily that if you hold the Miyat, the Pater is Shemnat Timni? That otherwise,
because you need the mute. Otherwise, you would need the mute.
But I'm thinking, why can't you use it a more direct way to exclude them?
Unless you can come up with a nafgamina, which maybe we'll be able to do it a little later in this year, you can't ask such a kasha. My nafgamina. If it's pater based on one, why is it this is a better mute than the other mute? What's wrong with the Malkanis? If halach is clear that she'd be pater from Knas because of the existing halacha, you would not need the Torah to be made, unless you can point to a specific nafgamina. Ah, Kamed Rabbeinu won't apply in all cases. In those cases where it wouldn't apply, then you need this miut. But so far we don't have a nafgamina seemingly for that, right?
Do we say this? I mean, this could totally be totally wrong, whatever, but I'll say it anyway. Didn't we say beforehand that if we can avoid the Chiddush of Kamed Rabbeinu, then we avoid it? Right, so
we can avoid the Chiddush.
We mentioned before previously when we were wrapping up Baal Bito, right? We were saying that if you can avoid the Chiddush of Kamed Rabbeinu, then you avoid.
But you have to be totally you know what you're referring to.
You know what I'm talking about, anyone?
I need help. Help! Come on, help your chaver out, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Is there some kind of idea that you can avoid? I mean, isn't Kamed Rabbeinu in and of itself a Chiddush?
Okay.
No.
It might be a Chiddush, but it's the din. Din is clear. Din is clear. It's clear. You need to ask more specifically. Otherwise, I can't entertain such a question. I don't know. You know, if you can come up with an afgamina, the seder, you could ask a good question. But lemais Tosus cheshbon makes sense. Yeah, midi istrich, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the question. Both on Shemot Timni and Shemot Manasseh. What do you need? What do you assume of Chisda? Maybe they would also agree to the they would argue on the Mishnah. Maybe they would say that you're putter by Baal Anita because of that. Because of Chim ben Akana. Zoktosis in response, the Yishlomer, the Rav Chisda Sviro, again, the Kasha was on Rav Chisda, right? Rav Chisda is the one who made this statement, Akom Odin. Says Tosda, Rav Chisda Sviro, the Ein Shum Tana Sover Kirabi Nechunya. Rav Chisda is of the opinion that Rav Nechunya is a fringe lone Shita. There is no Tana that holds like him. Can anyone decipher the next Rashi tables? I hope you can. Tell me. I have his Rashi tables. Maybe they deciphered it for you already, right? Ulahachi kamar, good. Okay, I don't know if you're cheating or not, but Ulahachi kamar. Yeah, they deciphered it?
No.
Ulahachi kamar, you don't see that much this Rashi tables, that's why I was curious. Ulahachi kamar, and that's why he says, Ulafuke b'chuli. Now, this is an important point. Tosis is learning, as you see, Rashi is going to say different pshat in Lafuke, but we read the Rashi yesterday. Tosis is understanding the Lafuke of the Gemara is completely wrapped up and intertwined with what comes right before it. This is not a new kilo, a new Gemara, an observation of the Gemara vis-a-vis the Mishnah, as Rashi learned it. This is all connected to what's said right before. Rav Chisda says, Hakol Modim, that both of Shemot Timni, Emshim and Manasseh, are in agreement to that which it says in Mishnah that Baal Anida is Mishalim Knas. Ulafuke b'nechum al-kanya, meaning to say, because they cannot hold that b'nechum al-kanya, because they don't. Nobody does. It's all Rav Chisda. It's all with Rav Chisda. Ask me a good kasha, Rachamim.
Don't we see that b'nechum al-kanya has established that in the second
This is a Pnei Yeshua's kash. I don't have a teretz, but he doesn't have a teretz either, so I don't feel so bad. Pnei Yeshua asked his kash. That's why I gave it to you yesterday. He went heads up to see if he'd ask the kash. Stam nishta Megillah. Dav zayin on a base. Seems to be like from the Nakana. So how? I mean, but Ein Shum Tana, it's hard to say Ein Shum Tana if you see already a Stam Mishnah that way. Now, the Pnei Yeshua, it's interesting. Originally, he even wanted to say, who? Stam Mishnah, we should pass like a Stam Mishnah. So, before we know, the Halacha is going to come in Akana. But then he writes in the Kuntras Achron, which they printed together now, I made a mistake in what I said then, because there's another Stam Mishnah in Shavuos. That is the opposite. So don't tell me halacha ki stam mishnah based on Megillah. If you have another stam, it brings another mishnah also in Bava Kama and Achovel. So therefore, in that regard, you can say halacha ki stam mishnah if you have different stam mishnais. But still, he says, as far as Tosus is concerned, he says, I don't understand. How could Tosus say that lafuke made Rav Chaim Lekonis of Chizda speaking, and he means that ein shum tana sover the harai? We have a tana that holds that way. We have mishnah Megillah. Yeah, the best you can say is what? But Chumnukun is not impressed. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Megillah. But don't push it any more than that. In other words, what you have no choice to say, you say. But the default has to be that the default sheet has to be that only Misa of Bisa's based in Patras and Akaris. And that's the default sheet. To extent that I see black and white otherwise, okay, so you'll have to never put that sheet together with the fringe sheet of Chumnukun Khan as well. But he's convinced that the Tanoim that we have in front of us, Tim Shimon Nasi, cannot hold like it. Chumnukun Khan is a fringe sheet. That's what you have to say, I imagine, the best we can say at this point. I mean, true, there's a Mishnah Megillah. Tos doesn't mean he didn't know the Mishnah Megillah. Of course, Tos knew the Mishnah Megillah. Ein Shum Tana means that you can't even ask such a kasha. Maybe they hold like it. They don't. Chumnukun Khan is the only one who holds this way. If someone else holds like him and he says so, okay, so he's also in that same fringe camp. But Shimon Nasi, Shimon Tini, we don't have to reckon with that possibility. The only thing you have to reckon with is what they spoke about, namely the issue of Yerukaima and Ispa Havaya. As far as that's concerned, neither passes a test and there'll be Knas. And that's the point. Afuke, in other words, don't go there. Don't entertain such a shita in the mind of these Tanayim. That's what Tosus is saying is the pshat in the Gemara. And again, the Gafuki is Rav Chizda speaking. Yeah, Yosef.
Question. Did you answer? Is Tosus saying that
we don't have the basis? Well, let's understand. There's really two things in Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda is pointing out that the formulas of these two Tanayim will not exclude Nida. And that's the most obvious part of Chizda's statement. That's part one. I mean, you almost wonder why he has to say it, but he's saying it because of the application. I mean, does he have to tell you Nida is Bahavai? I mean, it's not understood. Okay, but Gemara made a statement there also in Yevamos that Nida is Bahavai, so maybe that's also what he's reminding about. So he wants to say, in terms of the formulas of these two Tanayim, Nida will get Knas because it is Bahavai and Reyulukayim. That's part one of Chizda. And according to Tosus, of Chizda is also telling you something else. And don't even consider the fact that they might hold there's no knas by neither because Chumnukun la'afukim Chumnukun. That's also part of the Chizda's Chiddush. It's not the only part of the Chiddush. It's part of the Chiddush. Again, I wonder why part one is such a Chiddush. But, I mean, the Cheshbon is obvious, but he seems to be saying that too. Okay, Yoel and Isaac, yeah?
Is Rav Chizda himself saying la'afuke, or is the Gemara commenting off?
That's a good point. I'm not 100% sure. La'achi kamar la'afuke. Not clear from Tosis if it's Rav Chizda himself or the Gemara's take on Rav Chizda, but it's not really much of a difference. Either way, it's Rav Chizda's kavana. Either it was his kavana that he actually spelled it, he said those words, or maybe more likely it's not his words, but it's what he was intending to say. So it's wrapped up in Rav Chizda. Yeah, I'm not sure. Haki Kamer of Chizda himself saying those words. I'm not sure if you have to go that far. But either way, it's Rav Chizda's coming to tell me that. So the kash was, has Rav Chizda know? The point is, Rav Chizda knows because he knows. It's a kind of a, you know, It's like a limp type of a teretz in a way, but sometimes that's the answer. Sometimes limp to some other teretz, and sometimes dochik to some other teretz also. You know, you have to know sometimes whether a dochik teretz is wrong because it's a dochik, or it's correct, even though it's a dochik. You know, in this case, that's what Tosfos says. Rav Chisda is basically saying that's the case, that these Tanaim do not hold in Chum Nanakam. Whether he said in those words or he was intending it, but that's basically the kasha is the teretz, basically. Maybe they hold Chum. No! Hagufa, Rav Chisda is trying to tell you, don't say that, don't think that. That's the first part of the Tosfos, Isaac.
Yeah, so, that was part of my question. We brought a slur of how you could think like that.
Yeah, Tosfos made a compelling argument that they, for all we know, Tosfos tried to Cheshbon and Shnat Timni maybe being different, but then he comes back and says even right. With him. So it's certainly... Yeah, Shemnas, certainly Tosfos' question was strong. In other words, for all we know, he holds that and there's no reason why I could prove otherwise. The answer is of Chizuk doesn't have to prove otherwise. He knows. He knows because he's convinced that Chumna Kanashita is not something that was embraced by his colleagues. Okay? Chizuk had such a Kabbalah, he had such an assumption, and that's particularly what he's trying to say. It's key like this. It's almost like Tosfos in the question with thinking of Chizda's main point was just to simply cheshbon out the issues of Ruyo Kaima and Isbahavaya, and therefore the chips will fall where they do, and need that will be Chayef Knas. Says Tosfos, yeah, but what about the other thing? You forgot about that. Says Tosfos, he didn't forget about that. He's taking that issue, looking at it in the eye, and saying, I'm telling you about that too. La'afuke. In other words, it's not, don't say that they hold it, and they don't. That's what Tosfos is saying in the Teretz. So that's what the Lafuke is coming to say, that Rav Chisda is intending to let you in on the secret that they don't hold that. Okay, how does he know? I don't know how he knows.
But what about the issue that's brought up about Rishon?
There's no issue. The issue is only an issue if Rav Chisda wasn't addressing that consideration. Says Tosfos, why not consider it? It's a good possibility, isn't it? But if Rav Chisda was looking at that possibility in the eye and saying squarely it's not true, then what's Tosfos left to ask? I mean, you could say what you want, but Rav Chisda knows all of that, and he says, but it's not so. It can only be a kashan of Chisda if it's ki'il, like Rav Chisda was not thinking directly about that possibility, he was only speaking about a more limited context, about what do these Tanaim hold in terms of what they stated explicitly, and what would come out by Nida. Says Tosfos, yeah, but there's something that didn't state explicitly. They didn't take a stand on that. So maybe they would hold a Kinuchim Nalakan. Says Tosfos, no. Rav Chisda Sfirule, this is his Shita, the Ein Shum Tana Sover. That's part of Rav Chisda's Neimra. He wants you to understand that. Hakol Modim, not just because it's real, like he says explicitly, it's real Kaima and it's Bavaya. And there's nothing else to think about. Ula Afuke. There's nothing else to think about. If Rav Chisda is telling you what to think about, I'm not going to think about it. Isaac, is it more clear?
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else?
Yeah.
It
seems like the Gemara up until now has brought all these natural meals together. You hold up your wheel, Kaima, Yeshba, Havaya. So it seems like Pashuk Shad Gemara is, when it says Hakol Modim Bar, doesn't mean there are Shitas in general, just whether you say the wheel, Kaima, or Yeshba, Havaya.
Yes.
Why does
Tosfos
have to?
Tosfos says it because of his kasha, first of all, obviously.
I'm saying, but
but right, but again, it's also it comes down to the fact that the words la'afuke, according to Tosfos, are actually connected to Rav Chisda. So you want to know, is that only because of his kasha that he learned that way? Otherwise, wording like Barashi, or he just simply read la'afuke that way more naturally? At the end of the day, though, if la'afuke is in fact directly related to what it says before, then it's not as much of a kasha what you're asking, because although Rav Chisda only spelled out the points of it is real kaima by Nida and it is espahavaya by Nida, but the Gemara says immediately after Zgafuke midvchun ben akana. So if that in fact is directly linked to Rav Chisda, then it is connected. Rav Chisda is speaking to that also. I'm just wondering whether Tosfos only learned that way because he had this, you know, ulahachi kama la'afuke, right? It's only because of this problem that he had to say it. I don't know. In other words, what came first? In other words, did Tosfos naturally read the Gemara that way, or was, I mean, he probably didn't because he asked the kash initially. So, okay. But meanwhile, this is the first part of Tosfos. Zok Tosfos weiter. Ubekundris pirish da masnisen koi de mafka midrav nechunya. So now we have Rashi's pshat. Rashi read the Gemara very differently. We saw yesterday in Rashi. According to Rashi, when the Gemara says la'afukei midrav nechunya, it is an entirely new piece of Gemara. Rav Chisda made his contribution, and he, as you would just say, Ariel, is connected to the sugya that went until now. We were dealing with these two Tanayim, and we worked out what they hold, and that may be Nayu, and Rav Chisda just takes it a step further and says, but by the way, they both would agree to Baal and Nida. Because in fact, it is Riyalukaima and it's Isbavaya. Finished. Now, the Gemara is standing back and looking at the Mishnah and making a second observation. The first observation was what got us started on these two Tanoim, Shimon HaTim and Shimon HaManasseh. When the Gemara made the comment of La'afuke earlier, La'afuke mehaitana, that was in terms of the Mishnah being La'afuke, the Tanoim that we just discussed. Now the Gemara stands back again, takes another look at the Mishnah and says, and something else that I'm going to highlight in this Mishnah, that the Mishnah is La'afuke somebody else. That the Mishnah is incompatible with who? Rechunah ben Hakana. That's Rashi's take on the words La'afuke. Again, it's not connected in any way to what was just mentioned by Rav Chisda. It's the Gemara now observing that the Mishnah is La'afuke. There's two La'afukes in the Gemara, both relating and being anchored in the Mishnah. The La'afuke in Amit Beis earlier, and that's La'afuke, the Tanayim that we just discussed, and the La'afuke here of Nechun ben Hakana on the level of the Karis. That's Rashi's pshat. And as we noted yesterday, it's not just the Gemara, it's probably the Gemara's reading it into the Mishnah, which is very clear, the Lashna Mishnah is that way. The Mishnah concludes, Afa Pisha ain't be Karis, ain't be Mises Bezdin. Or is the Mishnah trying to go so, you know, be so emphatic about it? Because that's the point. The Mishnah would be saying that even though this kares, don't tell me that kares patters from the knas. No, in other words, lafuke from Avchim ben Hakam. That's Rashi's reading of the lafuke. Fetosis now kasha with Rashi's pshat. Tema. Now there's another kasha. Notice both kashas in a sense are similar in that. But what about the other consideration? What about the chishbonus that we had within the other discussion? The tema. Minolan minale de mafka mine. How do I know that the Mishnah is in fact incompatible with the Nechunya ben Hakana that's coming out Fukehim? Dilma, Mode Rav Nechunya, the Chai Ve'Krisus, Yeshla and Knas. Maybe Rav Nechunya, despite the fact that he holds come dominated by Karis, and Yom Kippur is equated to Shabbos with Tashlumin, but he would still agree that Chai Ve'Krisus have Knas, the Rabinu Kra, because we have the Torah being Marbe, these cases for Knas. As we had earlier, we had the Besua, 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 Naira, 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 and we had two Yiturim, and we said the two Yiturim, after you work out the other ones, Lugufe and the other Halachis, so one is Lechad, Lechai, Ve, Lavin, Lechad, Lechai, Ve, Krisus. So what is Tosfos asking in effect? How do I know that Rav Nechunya can't agree with the Halachis that all these women of Chai, Ve, Krisus get Knas? In terms of Kamud Rab Minei, the halacha should be there's no knas. But if the Torah is megala that there's knas, if the Torah has ribuyin that speak to the case of Chai Ve'Krisus, no, in the case of Chai Ve'Krisus, you have to consider the fact that it's patur from knas because Kamud Rab Minei. But the Torah is marvet, so obviously the Torah is saying don't say Kamud Rab Minei over here. If there's a ribuy for Chai Ve'Krisus, so what lies within this ribuy is obviously that despite the fact that this karis, the karis won't patter from the knas. So therefore, for all we know, the Chum HaKan might even agree with the Mishnah. How can you say the Mishnah is La'afuke in the Chum HaKan? Says Tosfos, O Rabbi Akiva Nicha. Now, we have two ribuyim. So what is Tosfos asking? One ribuy is Chai Ve'Lavin of Tafsi Kedushin. And one riboy is what? Chai Ve'Krisus of low Tafsi Kedushin. So the fact that I have a riboy of Chai Ve'Krisus, that riboy is also teaching me what? It's also teaching me, even though it's less Bahavaya, but what else is it teaching me? In every Chavi Krisus, there's an issue of coming around in it. So if the Torah is saying Chavi Krisus get knas, what did the Torah also tell me at the same time? That we don't say, in this case at least, we don't say coming around in it. Says Tosas, Rabbi Akiva Nicha. But if according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be okay if we hold up Rabbi Akiva. That the Mishnah would be excluding Rav Nechunya. Why? The Kevan the Ein Kedushin Tosin Bechay Velavin. Since Kedushin is not Tofes by Chay Velavin according to Rabbi Akiva, so therefore Ika Ukme Hanach Tri Ribuye, the Ribuyim didn't say on them Chay Velavin Chay Velavin. It's two Ribuyim. So how did two Ribuyim line up? One would be a case of Tafsi Kedushin, but somehow it's not really Lakaima. And the other Ribuy would be a case of what? Of low Tafsi Kedushin. It doesn't say Chai V'Krisus on the Ribuy, right? Not labeled. So according to Rabbi Akiva, one Ribuy is Chai V'Esed, which is Tafsi Kedushin. What's the other Ribuy? Chai V'Lavin, low Tafsi Kedushin. But what don't I have a Ribuy for? Chai V'Krisus, which might have another consideration to be part of from Knas based on Kondrav Minet. So according to Rabbi Akiva, if the Mishnah says by Chai V'Krisus there is Kares, it's obviously against Rav Nechon ben Akana. So that would be good. But again, in Saru, Kiva Nicha Demavka Masnisa Mid Rav Nechonya, the Kev and the Ein Kedushin Tovsin B'Chai V'Lavin, Ika L'Ukmi Hanach Tre Ribuye, Chad L'Chai V'Esei, V'Chad L'Chai V'Lavin. Avol Chai V'Krisus Rav Nechonya Lo. And yet the Mishnah says that there is Knas by Chai V'Krisus. So in that regard, obviously, the Mishnah would be against Rav Nechonya. But that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. But if we don't accept Rabbi Akiva, so then what do we put? Chai V'Lavin and Chai V'Esei on the same level, in that they're both Tafsi Kedush. So that's one Ribuy. What's the next Ribuy for? Chai V'Krisus. So built into this Ribuy would also be that even though you should say Kavon Ravine, but obviously you're not saying it, because the Torah is marbe for knas chayv krisus. So therefore, how does the Gemara know to say masnisin is lafuke v'nuchim ben akana? Maybe the fact that we have a ribuy overrides what would otherwise be the din of nuchim ben akana. But nuchim ben akana might agree to the Mishnah. Okay, let's check in, guys. You had a kasha according to Rashi. So this is now within Rashi's pshat. Rashi learns that the Gemara's lafuke is the Gemara commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is incompatible with Rav Nechunya, because the Mishnah says Chai V'Krisus get knas. It says Tosus, maybe the Mishnah agrees to Nechunya in every other place, but here, because here we have a ribuy that's not the Chai V'Krisus. Okay, Avram and Aaron, go.
With Rabbi Akiva, why don't we use the same concept we used before about how you clump them together, Asayz and Lavin?
That's what Tosus says. Rabbi Akiva is good. Akiva, I would have an answer.
As in, if Lavin, both Lavin and Krisus are not Tove's Kedushin according to Rabbi Akiva, so you should only need one.
Yes, but the difference is this. Yeah, but see, let me explain. The Ribuy didn't speak about Chai V'Krisus explicitly. So all I can do in the Ribuy is take in whatever Chidush I can identify as a Chidush, and that's all you can extrapolate from this Ribuy. More than that, I can't extrapolate. There's already a chidush stated in the Ribuy vis-a-vis Chai V'Lavin, if we assume it's Lo Tafsi Kedushin. Right? Because it's less Bavai. Now, in Chai V'Krisus, there's another variable that we haven't yet encountered by Chai V'Lavin. That is the Kamed Ravineh, the Pater, the Karas Shit Pater, the Knas. I have no right to lump Chai V'Krisus with Chai V'Lavin to be Machayev Knas if I have a reason to Pater Knas by Chai V'Krisus because of Kamed Ravineh. That's not fair. If the Torah would write Chai V'Krisus has Knas, or it's clearly talking about Chai V'Krisus, then Tosis would have a right to say, so built into the Ribuy is that here there's going to be Knas, even though usually Koras Patras from Mamu. Okay? But if I have no right to assume that the Torah is addressing that issue, the Torah is only addressing a different issue of Lo Tafsi Kedushin, so that I have no right to jump to say that the Ribuy is going to compensate for what otherwise be coming to Rabbi. So for Rabbi Akiva, Tosa says there's a way around this, because for Rabbi Akiva, Chayvi Lavin is low tafsi kedushin. I mean, forget it, for Rabbi Akiva, it's gonna work. It's gonna be a terrorist to the kasha. For Rabbi Akiva, Chayvi Lavin is low tafsi kedushin. So I wouldn't have a right to work, have a reboy for Chayvi Krisus to compensate for Kavod Rabin if I don't hook Rabbi Akiva. So now I have one reboy for Chayvi Essay and Chayvi Lavin. Is that the condition? And I have another reboy left. What's that clearly going to be on? Chayvei Krisus, yeah? So now, if the Torah is Mar v'chayvei Krisus for Knas, so what happened to Kavod Rav Minei? So obviously the Torah is saying disregard it over here. So then, how do you know the Mishnah is against Menuchah min HaKav? I heard? Okay, but it's good? In other words, again, you can't jump to Chayvei Krisus if there's another variable that doesn't exist by Chayvei Lavin, because the Torah only spoke of that one variable. You can't necessarily assume Torah spoke anything more than that. If there's another basis to Pater, then Torah could have left that alone. As long as the Reboy is justified in its own right. So everyone here, everyone is clear about this Kasha now on Rashi. This is against Rashi. Rashi's reading of the Gemara. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Nochanan ben Akana. Because it says, Yochayv Knas by Chayvei Krisus. Says Tosis, what do you mean? Maybe Rabbi Nochanan ben Akana agrees to the Mishnah because of the Ribuyim that we have that are marred by Chayvei Krisus, since one Ribuy is needed for Chayvei Krisus. So here there's some Cheshbainis, some subtle Cheshbainis here. Look at the Tosis Yeshanim. So first of all, he asks the following. This is also the Mashal's question. The linear letaritz, he says, da'al korchach mafka masnisin merav nechunya. No, but I it's clear that the Mishnah is against Rav Nechunya. Why do Rav Nechunya itzvich le'ukmei chad l'chay v'lavin the essay? True, they're both tafsi kedushin. So that would be one riboy. And what about the second riboy? So Tosis is assuming, where's the second riboy going to go? But Tosis assume the second Ribuy is Chayvei Krisus, and therefore that's the reason why there's no there's Knas, even though there would have otherwise been Kavod Rav Minei. However, no, who says you have to jump there? V'chad l'lav d'yivam l'shuk. Ah, we're pulling a fast one. We used this before in Tosis, in the Cheshbon of Tosis, in the first part of Tosis. Yivam l'shuk is one of those cases of Chayvei Lavin that is what? Low Tafsi Kedushin. So maybe the second Ribuy will be coming to talk about the case of Lo Tafsi Kedushin of Chayvei Lavin. And telling me that there is a Knas. But Chayvei Krisus, we're not going there yet. Maybe as far as Chayvei Krisus is concerned, there should be a Ptur Knas based on Kavod Rav Minei. So how can the Mishnah jump to assume that Chayvei Krisus is Knas? Obviously, it disagrees with Menuchah min HaKav. Avu Chayvei Krisus, Kavod Rav Minei. Some interesting kasha. You have to know how to answer this, but that's a kasha that's also raised in my show later in the back. That's a possible terrorist. L'chor, one Tosis consider that. Tosis only said Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, then it works out. One Ribuy is Chayvei Essay, one Ribuy is Chayvei Lavin. And then Chayvei Krisus would be Pater, Elamai, Hakamei Chayev, because it's against Rabbi Chunin. But if you hold now Rabbi Akiva, then the kasha stands. The second Ribuy is Chayvei Krisus. What do you mean? The second Ribuy could be for Yivam L'shuk. That's the Tosfos Yeshanim Ha'ara that would seemingly be a teretz to Rashi. Yeah?
Could Tosfos possibly say that the Ribuyim are directed at the Mishnah?
What do you mean?
That you only need Ribuyim for things that are mentioned in the Mishnah. That's what the Ribuyim are going to do.
I mean, but the Mishnah arrives at a conclusion that there's going to be Knas by Chayvei Krisus. If you have that conclusion, it has to prove it's against Rav Nechunya. Because why do you want it to be compatible with Rav Nechunya? Why? Because you want to say Rav Nechunya subscribes to the din because of the extra Ribuy going on Chayvei Krisus. Yeah, but he has no right to use the second Ribuy for that. It's not fair. The second Ribuy might be limited to a case of Chayvei Lavin of Lo Tafsi Kedushin. How could Rav Nechunya necessarily embrace the din of the Mishnah based on the second Rebbe. The second Rebbe might be exhausted already. So it must be Rav Fukim Reb Nachun. That's what he's trying to answer Tosfos Kash. Everyone, step by step. This teretz is clear what people are saying, what Tosfos Yishayim is saying. Seemingly, it's a ha'aron Tosfos that Chora, even forget Rabbi Akiva. It could have been answered without Rabbi Akiva because you need a second Rebbe for Yevam Lashuk. Okay. Yossi.
If we say that we're going to use the two we for us, for Hadiase and for having Lavin, so then that would mean that what?
In other words, the plan of Tosus is to question the Gemara's assumption. The Gemara's assumption is that the Mishnah is Afuke Rav Nachunya. Says Tosus. I'm not so convinced that that's true. Because we could argue that Rav Nachunya would agree to the Mishnah because the extra Riboy for Chayvei Krisus is obviously stating that there's Knas, notwithstanding what would otherwise be a Ptur of Kavod Rav Nachunya. So Tosus stands back and says, wait a second. So how could the Gemara say La'afuke? But conceivably, if we could figure out that the second Riboy doesn't yet speak to Chayvei Krisus, then you wouldn't be able to say that Nachunya agrees to the second Riboy overriding Kavod Rav Nachunya. The second Riboy is not related to Chayvei Krisus yet. How could that be? That could be according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva would have two tiers, Chayvei Esse being one, Chayvei Lavin being the other. Tosus already pointed that out earlier, if you remember. When Tosus isolates Trei Ribuye, the Tosus on the previous Amud, remember Tosus says, wait a second, maybe you have one. Oh no, not the other Tosus. Oh, sorry, the Tosus of. Chad Lasri, Chad Lasri, Chad the end of the Tosus, right? Tosus says. Or whatever, in the middle of the Tosus. Tosus says that Chayvei Lavin and Esse is one Riboy, and then Chayvei Krisus is the other. And then Tosus also says, according to Rabbi Akiva, Chad Riboy is Chayvei Esse, and Idach Chayvei Lavin and Chayvei Krisus, the middle of the Tosus. There's two drashas, two Ribuyim, and you can distribute them in two different ways. You can get Chayvei Esse from one, Chayvei Lavin and Chayvei Krisus in the other, or you can get Chayvei Esse and Chayvei Lavin in one, and Chayvei Krisus in the other. The question is where you draw the line about Tafsi Kedusha and the low Tafsi Kedusha. But there's another line to draw. There's another line to draw. If you draw the line at low Tafsi Kedusha, and that's already at Chayvei Lavin, you can't put Chayvei Krisus in the same boat necessarily, because you have another consideration that who knows who the Torah spoke about that issue. Namely, Kavod Rav Nachunya of Chayvei Krisus. So therefore, that could be a yishuv to Tosus as to what he's asking. If you hold Rabbi Akiva, so one drasha is for Chayvei, one Riboy is for Chayvei Esei, the other one is for Chayvei Lavin, and you can't put Chayvei Krisus in the same Riboy anymore because there's another issue that would patter from Knas by Chayvei Krisus. That's if you hold Rabbi Akiva. But if you hold now Rabbi Akiva, so one Riboy is going to be Chayvei Esse and Chayvei Lavin. Both are Tafsi Kedusha. What's the second Riboy going on? Chayvei Krisus. So built into that Riboy is that there's going to be Knas by Chayvei Krisus. So what did the Riboy tell us? It told us that even though it's low Tafsi Kedusha, but by the same token, what did it tell us in the same breath, in the same Riboy? That I don't apply Kavod Rav Nachunya. So maybe other places we would say Kavod Rav Nachunya, but here it's different. That's the Kash Tosis now is asking on Rashi. Tosis, you shouldn't ask, but maybe the second Riboy is on going to Vamul Shuk. Yes?
Could we ask the same question on Tosis' understanding of the Afuke? Meaning, because according to Tosis' understanding, saying that Rabbi Kuna Menachana isn't holding, like Rabbi Shimon Timani or Rabbi Shimon Benasya, that the Nida has Knas. But if even if it's
Chayvei
Krisus, it's just
the Afnas because. No, because in Tosfos Pshat, the point of Lafuki was not the Gemara observing the Mishnah. The point of Lafuki was Rav Chisda is simply telling us that he knows that Nida has Knas according to everybody, because the only thing that you have to look at is what they spoke about. Tafsi Kedushin, low Tafsi Kedushin, Ruyu Kaima, and Ruyu Kaima. You don't have to look at the variable called coming to Rav Minei, because nobody holds it. That's what the Chizkiah is coming to say. So that's all. That's all there is. So therefore, there's no kashir. You know, nothing with the Mishnah. It's the Chizkiah saying that the din of Baal and Nida would be Chai Knas and Kul Yama. That's all you have.
The Chizkiah saying would be even according to Rav Minei, it would be Chai Knas.
No, we're saying the following, that how can the Gemara, no, we're not saying for sure anything. We're saying the Gemara is saying, according to Rashi, that the Mishnah is L'afuki Rav Nechunya. Tosfos says, how does the Gemara know that that's true? Maybe Rav Nechunya, who otherwise holds Kamin Ravine by Kareis, would still agree that Chayvei Krisus get Knas, because we have two Ribuyim that are marba certain women for Knas, and the second of the two Ribuyim is speaking about a case of Chayvei Krisus. So what lies within the Ribuy is, the Torah is obviously saying that in this case, there'd be Knas, despite what would otherwise be a din of Ptur of Kam Gravine. So maybe Rabbi Chaim HaKadosh could agree with the Mishnah because of the Ribuy. That's Tosfos Kasha now. The only Kasha according to Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. How could the Gemara say La'afuke, that the Mishnah is La'afuke? No, I mean...
Okay.
Yeah.
Why isn't Tosfos showing a question on the Gemara on Chavtesim and Beis? Because how do they have a Ribuy for Krisus? They should first have to...
Because as far as Lo Tafsi Kedushin is concerned, that issue per se, there's no differentiation between Yevam Lishuk and Chayvei Krisus. It's all in the same boat. The only reason that you have what to think of, the only reason you have a basis to differentiate is because you have the Svara of the Kohen Rav Minei b'Chayvei Krisus. That's what Tosfos is bringing in right now. No, if I have a Ribuy, if I have whatever is Lo Tafsi Kedushin is in the same category on the issue of Les Ba'Avaya. On the issue of Les Ba'Avaya, it's all one group.
Yeah.
On the Kamed Ravine issue, Chayvei Krisus has something that Chayvei Krisus has something that other Lo Tafsi Kedushin don't have. A lot of cheshbon in this Tosfos. It's good exercise. You have to be able to just train your mind just to go through the Tosfos a few times and, you know, cheshbon it out carefully. Yossi, yeah.
According to the Tosfos, it says that, and correct
me if I'm wrong,
that the Rashi's
shav
would make sense if our Mishnah
were
like
Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, we have a defense for this kasha against Rashi if the Mishnah is like
Rabbi Akiva. Why? So then we said that we would use one Ribuy for Chavi Aseh, one Ribuy for Chavi Lavin.
Right.
And why then, what would be the basis for Mishnah to say that Chavi Krisus?
No, that's the point. That would be the biggest proof that the Mishnah doesn't reckon with who? That's the answer to the Kasha. Then we answer our Kasha. Then the Gemara has every right to say, matter of fact, Le'afuke midrav nechunya. Then our kasha is resolved.
Since
the Mishnah is quick to jump to Chayvei Krisus and say that the same halacha is that by Chayvei Krisus is knas, obviously the Mishnah doesn't even consider the possibility of coming down by Chayvei Krisus. The only issue to consider is the issue of what. Maybe it shouldn't be knas because it's called Tafsi Kedushin and it's not Les Ba'Avaya. The answer is we have our Ribuyim that include these women to have knas. So we have Chayvei Lavin, Chayvei Krisus. It's all part of the same Ribuy. But if you hold Lo Tafsi Kedushin by Chayvei Lavin, that is. So then it's part of the same Ribuy. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's all part of the same Ribuy, and you can't differentiate the Chayvei Krisus based on Rechunya because Mishnah is against the Rechunya. In other words, the Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah is Lafuki Rav Nechunya. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Tosfos wonders, how does the Gemara know that? How do you know the Mishnah is Lafuki Rav Nechunya? Maybe the Nechunya accepts the Mishnah because since there's a second Ribuy for Chayvei Krisus, so that Ribuy is coming to override the din of Kamed Rav Minei. Says Tosfos, no, but if the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara is good. Because Rabbi Akiva Ribui number one is Chaviyase. Ribui number two wouldn't have to necessarily include Chayvei Krisus. Ribui number two is Chayvei Lav. So how come we're really including Chayvei Krisus too? So the answer is because the Mishnah doesn't accept Rav Nachman.
But you still have Niyot as a Plosia with Yishah that excludes Chayvei Krisus.
No, because the base, according to Rabbi Akiva, that exclusion is identical by Chayvei Lavin. So once we've overridden it by Chayvei Lavin, there's no reason to put Chayvei Krisus in a separate category on that issue. That's what Tosfos means, according to Rabbi Akiva. If you take Rabbi Akiva out, the kasha is still here on the table. If you take Rabbi Akiva out, then Ribui number one is Chayvei Esse plus Chayvei Lavin, and Ribui number two is what? It's written all over it. What's written all over it? Ribui number two. No? What is it labeled? Lo tafsi kedushin. What does that equate with? Kares. No? So the Torah is obviously telling us that there's knas by chayvei krisus. So Rav Nachman might accept that too, for all we know. That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Now there's an issue here, another issue in Cheshbon HaPshat that we have to consider. We'll continue the honor Tosfos Yeshanim. After he suggests his other solution, that one is going on maybe on... And Ivam Lashuk, he says, and actually, v'chein mashba l'kaman b'pirkin. It's actually mashba later in the Gemara, clearly, that the Mishnah is against Rav Nachunya. Because he quotes a Lashna Gemara that says, the ikir Rav Nachunya kasha achoso. Mashba de b'chai v'krisus lo mituk makavase. It's a mefurisha Gemara. Later, that, again, not again, the whole shaka v'tarin that Gemara, just one line of the Gemara, that if it goes in the Chunyan, whatever the matter is, and we're discussing by Malkus and Mammon, whatever, but then the Mishnah won't work out because Kasha Choso, because that's against the Chunyan. The Mishnah says, Habal Choso, there's Knas, and the Chunyan wouldn't agree. So it's Mefurish in the Gemara, what? That the Mishnah is clearly against the Chunyan. So it's strange that Tosfos to be asking such a Kasha, that maybe what? Maybe the Mishnah can go Rav Nachunya. The Gemara says explicitly not that way. Strange. What's also strange, and that's the other Tosfos Yeshanim, for some strange reason, my Gemara doesn't have it, but you guys have it. Many of you do. What's the other Tosfos Yeshanim? Maybe read it. He brings it to Sefta, Maram, yeah?
He must have Sefta Perak Elinaros. Rechonel Omer, Haba Achosa, Ba Achosa, the Chulei, Ein Lam Knas.
So the Tosfos Yeshanim, the other Tosfos Yeshanim, which for some reason this edition took out, I don't know why, quotes the first of the Sefta, which you can see also in the back of your Gemara, Perek Gimel Lachavav, explicitly back away. Rabbi Yechumen Akanya, Haya Omer, Haba Alachoso, Alachos Aviv, Alachos Imo, Alachos Ishto, Alachos Achim, Alachos Achiyavi, Alanida, the same list of our Mishnah. Ein lahem kenas. V'chein haya chunin akanya omer yom kippur mahariyo kishabes v'tashlumin. There's no wiggle room here. The Tosefta says in one sentence that Nechunya specifically exempts the chayvei krisus from kenas, and this is what he holds in general, that yom kippur is like shabbos v'tashlumin. It's all one halach. So what's Tosefta asking? He's starting up with the Tosefta. What do you want? Tosfos is making up a possibility that's clearly contradicted by Chunin Akanya himself? Is that bizarre? What kind of question is Tosfos asking on Rashi? The Gemara has every right to say, Fukim Rav Nachunya, we know. We know Nachunya holds. The Tosefta says he holds that Achoso gets his pater from Knas, no? So he obviously didn't accept the Ribui to override Chayvei Krisus. Obviously, he doesn't accept that. What's Tosfos asking? Tala, right? So Rabbi Kiva Yeager says something beautiful. This mamash, he takes the two Tosfos Yeshanims and he uses one to answer the other. In what way? One Tosfos Yeshanim is the end of it. That the Gemara later says, Rabbi Yechuna Kona Kasha Chosa. So you see that the Mishnah is against the Nechunya, right? And you have a Tosefta that says it as well. So what's Tosfos doing? Asking Akasha and Rashi that maybe Rav Nachunya agrees with our Mishnah because of the Ribui. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, no. That Rav Nachunya holds that Haboa Choso is parted from Knas is not in dispute. It's in the Mefurshet Tosefta. You want to know how the Gemara knows that the Mishnah is against from the Chunya? The Gemara knew the Tosefta. So the Gemara is perfect. The later Gemara. What's Tos asking on Rashi? On our Gemara. The Gemara is making a statement. Masnisin, or La'afuke midrav Nechunya. What is the thrust of the Gemara's statement? That our Mishnah is clearly, you read our Mishnah, you realize it's against Rav Nechunya. The same way the other La'afuke, that the Mishnah says what it says, you read the Mishnah, and written all over the Mishnah is, we do not agree with Rav Nechunya. You don't need any other information to come to that conclusion. You read the Mishnah, and you immediately recognize what? That it is coming La'afuke Rav Nechunya. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Tosus needs to ask. Reading the Mishnah on its own, without any supplementary evidence, would not yield that conclusion necessarily. Because perhaps the Mishnah could say that these cases of Chayv Krisus get Knas because of a second Rivui for Chayv Krisus. Finished. That's what Tosus needs to ask. That there are other indications to that notion that Nechunya argues on the Mishnah? The Seder. The Tosefta isn't clear. The Gemara could be working off of the Tosefta. But the Kasha and Rashi is still Kasha and Pshat and our Gemara. How do you know in reading the Mishnah to conclude that? That's what the Eger's Cheshbon. Let's see it if you wish. He says, V'tema menolan demafka. He says, Mashma de la Perusham de la Fuke koya of Chizda Nicha. In other words, he sets the kasha up this way. Tosis is asking him, Rashi, how do you know Rav Nechunya doesn't go like the Mishnah? Sounds like it's a kasha and Rashi, but according to Rabbeinu Tam Pshat, that the Mar never made this statement, Masnisin Lafuke, to speak about the Mishnah. It was only Rav Chizda saying it. So then, for all we know, Rav Nechunya could agree with the Mishnah. How could Tosis imply such a thing? It's mefurish later in the Gemara Lamed Hey. Even Nachin Barakana Katcha Choso. Achazera Isi the Tama came to Tos Yeshanim. The Nira the Medik Kasa Tos Yeshanim LeYashiv Kushes HaTosvos. That's the Maram that he quotes. That he answers Tosus Kasha. The Behed Yisa B'Tosefta. V'chein V'chein Barakana Pota Bar Choso. V'lezem Nira the Chada Kusha Mituretzis B'Chaverta. What's mean one Kasha answer with the other? The Kasha from the Gemara Lamed Hey. This is Kasha Choso. And the kasha that it's in first of the sefta, one kasha answers the other. The kaman amrin on east stam. If nochun akon the kasha choso, has the gemara know it? Haino mikoach haseva the tosefta hanam. That nochunya patra ba choso. Avoha and Tosus is fine with that. That's clear. But why is it only now kasha and Rashi? Avohacha. The amrinan laafuke midrav nochunya the sani of nochunya haya oses. We look at Shabbos. But if all you bring on the page is Rav Nechunya's statement of Yom Kippur Kishabbos and not his statement in Tosefta, you have no right to conclude Masnisin Dilok Rav Nechunya Menachana. The Dilma Hacha Goi Kwa the Naira Hanaira. If you want to know how it's against Rav Nechunya, Havali Lasuye Seifa Velomar Lafukim Rav Nechunya Desanya Rav Nechunya Poter Bachosa. You brought the wrong marker. The Desanya is to support the statement of La'afuke. So where are you going to bring up Nechunya to say it's against the Mishnah? All you're going to quote is a Nechunya that speaks about the case of Yom Kippur Kishabbos. You haven't proven your point. The only way you can be point is if you quote the Tosefta. From the Mishnah itself, with the Nechunya, I could say it works out because of the Rebun. Yes, Rachel. You hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like it? Yeah.
Just what's the cash? Why wouldn't he explicitly say all of that? And why wouldn't he bring up the Tosefta to begin with?
He doesn't have to. He's asking a kasha and Rashi reading of the Gemara. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah Nikoach Rav Nechunya's statement by Yom Kippur Kishabbos. As Tosus, if that's all you're dealing with, how do you know that the Mishnah is against Rav Nechunya? What does Tosus answer Rav Ose? What's up, Tosus? The Nira L'Rashba, this is the Rashmi Shans, the Taritz. The Al Karchach Mafka Masnisin Rav Nachunya. No. It's obvious that the Mishnah itself, again, without any extra evidence, as we explained in the Kibbeh, without being the Tosefta, the Mishnah is clearly not compatible with Rav Nachunya. Why? The Rav Nachunya ain chiluk ben chayvi krisus the chayvi misos bezdin. Because according to Rav Nachunya, you wouldn't be able to draw the following line. We've been discussing the drawing the line between chayvi lav and chayvi krisus. Right? But there's another line to draw that the Mishnah clearly does draw. Chayvi krisus, there's knas. Chayvi misos bezdin, bar albito, and the other cases in the later Mishnah, lamed vav, is what? No knas. Why? What do you say over there? Krimrei, v'drav minei of chayvi misos bezdin. Says Tosus, according to Rav Nachunya, ein chiluk dein chayvi krisus l'chayvi misos bezdin. Because as we know, the Gemara has the two drashes, oh, me'asan asan. Who explains it that way? Abaye. Og the Darish Rava. Karish Tariqi Misa Shalachem. And therefore, if you're going to work with the Riboy, the Im Yesh Knas Rav Nachunya B'chai B'Krisus. Because you say the Riboy spoke B'chai B'Krisus, and therefore, clearly the Torah is saying we don't see come driving over here of Chai B'Krisus. So then what would also follow is Yesh Kamkin B'chai B'Krisus based it. And that's not true. Mas Nisim K'tani Bal B'to Batim. So even if I don't know the Tosefta, I don't know the Gemara later, I just have the Mishnah here and the Mishnah Lamed Vav, the Mishnah clearly is Lafuk Rav Nachunya. You can't tell me that the Riboy of Chayvi Krisus is what justifies saying Yechayv Knas by Chayvi Krisus, notwithstanding the Kamed Rav Minei. Because if you were to say that, then you would say Baal Bita would also have Knas. Because you can't separate. According to Rav Nachunya, Chayvi Krisus is exactly the same halacha of Kamed Rav Minei as Chayvi Krisus based in, based on Asan Asan or the other Drasha Rava. And therefore, how can you draw the line? It's obvious, therefore, that the Mishnah is simply disregarding the whole paradigm of Chayvi Krisus, and therefore can say Yechayv Knas by Chayvi Krisus. Yes, sir.
That two-way The fact that the drush is two-way doesn't seem to be matched from how the drushes are stated. As in,
what do you mean two ways?
As in, it works both. What the Rashba is basically saying is that the drush works both ways. As in, by the same token that Misa is potter, it would make.
Well, it's not that the drush works both ways. It's that if there's a drusha to override one, it's not. No, I don't think. If I understand correctly, it's not Shantosis. Maybe you don't mean it. Tosis is not saying that the Afusa of Abaye and Rava is going to therefore tell us that if you're chayiv on one, you're chayiv on the other. No, it goes like this. If there's a drasha that chayiv krisus and mivizn are the same, that karis can patter from mamon, the same way mis patters from mamon. Therefore, if I'm going to have a riboy that's going to tell me that you're chayiv knas by chayiv krisus, it would automatically mean that Kamed Rav Minei is totally inapplicable by the case of Onus Mefat. In other words, you're not going to be able to start saying, well, only Chayvi Krisus, not Chayvi Misa Beis Din, because since the Din of Kamed Rav Minei that should have existed by Chayvi Krisus is the same halacha Kamed Rav Minei as Misa Beis Din, it's one halacha from Nechunya. Because that's what the drashas are telling me, Asan Asan or Karski Kamisa Shalachem. So, you can't separate the two. If I'll have a riboy to override one, it's going to ultimately alter the other one too. You're not going to be able to separate between the dinim. Am I making sense to you? Yeah? So, l'chayra, that's the teretz that Tosfos gives for Rashi. However, this is already off the leaf for tomorrow, there is an entirely new way that we can look at this whole Tosfos, working backwards in terms of being miyashiv Rashi, and even in terms of understanding maybe Rashi did not learn like Tosfos. And this is going to open up a very important inyan that's going to be playing out in the series. Well, guys, no. Another, we have another 2 minutes. It's going to open up another important inyan to come to Rav Minei. So I want you to, if you haven't, the chaz of this obviously, but look at the, there's really two Pnei Yeshuas. I gave you one of them, it's early one also. But there's all, even without Pnei Yeshua, you look at the Tosis and Sachem and the Rashi and Sachem, and you know exactly what we're talking about. The question is this. Is anyone confused by any chance? I hope not. This is clear? I hope so. It will be, if it's not yet, but it will be. But the question is this. There is a rule called Chayvim Misos Shogigin. There's a drasha later on in Daf Lamed Hey, it's mentioned nine times in the Sanhedrin, many places, a ton of Devei Chizkiya, which says that not only if a person did the Avera that's Nechayev Misa B'mezid, is a Din Kavod Rav Minei, but even if the person did it B'shogeg, so he's not really incurring a Chiyuv Misa, but the Misa he did is a Misa that has in it associated with it a Chiyuv Misa were to be done B'mezid. The ton of Echizke Dashes will discuss the nature of the drasha tomorrow, that halacha of Karm Gamini will be applicable even by Shogeg, Chayvi Misa Shogeg. Now, the question is the following, and it's going to boil down to Machokis Rashi and Tosis. You see why it's going to have a lot of applications and implications for cheshbinning out this Tosis carefully. What about Chayvei Krisus Shogeg, according to Mechim Ben Akana? Does the halacha Tanu Bechizkiya extend to Chayvei Krisus Shogeg in Islam? Now, this issue is also relevant for Chayvei Malkis Shogeg, which is Machokis later of Yochanan Mishlakish, and later Gemara in the Sugya Sirei Winaris. Whether the way Mars Maskana is whether you say Chayvei Malkis Shogin Pater from Mama. But regarding Chayvei Krisus Shogin, there's no explicit Gemara, and this is apparently Machokis Rashi and Tosis. It's going to be very Nogea the Tosis in other days, but already it's Nogea here in terms of reworking our Tosis in light of that issue. So that's what we have to begin to think about for tomorrow, both saying. Good day.